Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series. What am I calling it? let's see, where did I write the note? Life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. And we're going to talk about a really, it's in the realm of a technique I've already taught on this podcast, but it came through energetically as I was preparing the notes for this program a little bit differently, and I thought it was fun, and it must be shared. So hang out for that. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life. If you are ready to go to your next level, whatever that is for you, if you are ready to manifest and you're ready to show up and show up big and you are clear about what you want and you want somebody that's on your team and you get to go through that journey with someone step by step by step, someone's cheering you on, someone offering you the highest quality guidance, intuitive wisdom, combined with your own practices and your own intuitive wisdom, so you can be unstoppable at whatever it is that you are attempting to accomplish. Yes, I want to be that person for you. Consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about, okay, this is why Spirit gave it to me. That energy no longer has access to me. Ready? That energy no longer has access to me. So it could be the energy of poverty no longer has access to you. You just declare it. Poverty no longer has access to me. Heartache no longer has access to me. Anything, name it specifically. Bad bosses no longer has access to me. Under-earning no longer has access to me. Because all of these things, my friends, are energies. They're not all that different. I've told this story about men, but now I'm starting to see it in all aspects of my life very, very clearly. That if I give the example of men, so men that were amazing and wonderful and also really terrible for me, right? That they all had an energy. They didn't know each other. But I knew them, right? Over the years of my life, I knew them. And at some point, I stepped back and I said, oh, this is all me, right? I can continue this process for another 3 decades crying in my Cheerios over these guys. But at some point, if I shift the energy in me, then this guy, this energy of this type of man, no longer has access to me, you know? So same with poverty, same with under-earning. If you shift, then those energies no longer have access to you. And then you'll start to study it like, oh, what are the things? What are the things that each of my poverty moments have in common? And poverty moments are different for every person. You could be making 6 figures and having poverty moments every single weekend, right? But as you look at those moments and say, huh, what do they all have in common? Like I realized one of the ways in which I was engaging poverty was I was letting myself run out of money. And the way I was letting myself run out of money, I wasn't actively saving. And then once I really committed to that process and wanting to always have money around, once I started to live in that energy, then I always had money around, right? So it's all up to you. Just find the thing that's the lingering, consistent thread connecting all these things and say, okay, that no longer has access to me. So poverty no longer has access to me. Okay, the thread connecting all of these dots together, right? Noticing the pattern is this. What if I change this? And sometimes it'll take one action. Like as I was learning to save, it was layers and layers of junky, stupid shit I had to let go of within myself. Some of it was learned behavior. Some of it I picked up from my environment. Some of it was self-esteem related. And eventually, I just started practicing the habit. And I had to make it cool, right? I had to, it's no fun running out of money. But then I just started to say to myself, like, it's way cooler not to run out of money. It's way cooler to have money around. It makes me feel so good about myself. It makes me feel powerful. So running out of money no longer has access to me. Poverty no longer has access to me. And just keep playing with it. And I get it. It might be something in your life that you're like, Amy, I keep dealing with this, whether it's the same type of man you keep attracting or same type of boss or same type of financial issue. You're like, Amy, I don't know what to do to break it. It just keeps happening. I get it. Name what that issue is. Decide it no longer has access to you. Pray and say, Spirit, show me what's the connecting factor in all of these. What's the thing I'm doing, believing, thinking, saying that is creating this result? Where am I the catalyst to this? And I am willing to change in that process. And then just work at it. You may not get it right the first time. You may, the change you put in place may not be the right change, but you keep working at it, 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 and don't try to be perfect. Just try to get it right. And don't stop until you do get it right, until that pattern is gone. And don't ever, I have a show coming up on this. You know me, I want, you know what, I'll save it for that show. It's so good. It's so good. So there's a don't ever that will change your life. So keep listening in the series. Hey, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, please consider my services. I would love to help you be unstoppable in your life. And while you're on my website, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. Thank you for listening to this program. I hope you will continue to listen to this series. Just decide that whatever it is no longer has access to you. Heartache no longer has access to you. Poverty no longer has access to you. Ill health no longer has access to you. And then just start figuring out what it was. What's the thing you keep doing? What's the thing you keep thinking? What's the way you keep being? Yeah? All right. Till next time, take care of yourself.